Welcome to the Guaranteed Irish Business Podcast, where each week we're joined by leaders of Guaranteed Irish member businesses to chat about how they sustain jobs, communities and provenance. Supported by FBD Insurance, Ireland's largest homegrown insurer. Support, it's what we do.
Hello and welcome to the Guaranteed Irish Business Podcast. Hi there, I'm your host Breed O'Connell and I'm delighted to welcome Jackie Kelly, who is with Macaulay's Pharmacies, part of the Unifar network of pharmacies, who is the trading and marketing director with them, to join us today on the Business Podcast and learn a little bit more about pharmacies in the communities and their fantastic work they're doing, and particularly in the Macaulay space, not alone in acting as a great role in pharmacy provision in the community, but also as a great distribution arm for up-and-coming beauty brands throughout Ireland. Jackie, you are very welcome.
Hi, Breed. How are you? Delighted to be here.
Delighted to have you. And of course, as you know, the podcast here is always aimed to shine a light on all Guaranteed Irish businesses across Ireland and how these businesses benefit their local communities, drive innovation and stay competitive in a global marketplace. So it's really interesting to see and learn a little bit more about Macaulay Pharmacy Chain. It has really gone from strength to strength over the last few years. You've gone through a massive growth phase, haven't you?
Yes, we have. I suppose the challenge we had, this business, Sam Macaulay really made this business what it is. He brought it kind of the this high street department store, half health, half beauty. He was the first pair of people to kind of bring this innovation back in 1978. Like, it goes back this far, and it goes back further when his father opened the company in the 50s.
Right.
But Sam was the first one to bring this innovation, and then we were lucky enough to get that torch handed it over to us 6 years ago when it did its transition from the Sam Macaulay's to the Macaulay Group.
Yeah.
And that's where I suppose we really, really knuckled down and grew and followed our passion and innovation for new products in both the health and beauty sections.
And of course, in the last couple of years, we've really learned, even through Sláintecare, in terms of the really important role that pharmacies have in the community. And I'm delighted to say that your colleague, Emily Kelly, who is your pharmacy consultant for the group, will actually be participating in the upcoming pharmaceutical forum, which will be held on the 31st of this month here in Dublin. But pharmaceutical, and of course, just to give people the title, Innovation in the Community, Positioning Ireland to Deliver Best Patient Care. It's happening in the Radisson Blue on the 31st of January. So anybody who's interested there, just look up Guaranteed Irish Events. But in relation to the piece that we're interested in, community pharmacy activation, it has become much more pronounced, I suppose, at the back end of GPs being so stretched. Our pharmacist is really playing a critical role in the community, aren't they?
I think what really, really brought it to the forefront was during COVID.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably one of the few areas we remained open constantly. Our pharmacies, the store teams, they were on the front line every day, all day. There was never a step back for pharmacy.
Mm.
And there were so very few things opened. And like then, you know, trying to get an appointment for a GP can be nearly impossible. Mm. They became nearly the point of contact for anybody who needed some information.
Mm.
And even for me, my background is in pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
So coming into a pharmacy business, I was amazed at the thought process, the customer centric approach all the time in everything you do, and the constantly searching to find out ways, how can we help our patients? How can we help our patients? How can we get medicines quicker? How can we solve their problems?
Mm.
And pharmacists in the community is probably at the heart of every pharmacy.
Mm.
But we really, really lean on the part that we can play in the community and recognise the importance of it.
And, you know, it's a pity that there isn't more recognition given to every pharmacist in the country. I use my own pharmacist as my first stop before my GP. They're absolutely fantastic, and where they can help, they go over and above all the time. And I just think there's a little bit more recognition required for the pharmacists at government level from the point of view of all they contribute to healthcare in this country. Well done to Macaulay's on leading that charge, and of course many others as well out there, but there's no question about it, a little bit more attention on them. And I'm looking forward to hearing what Emily has to say at the pharmaceutical event. But back to just Macaulay's as a business and as a business operation, it's been really successful. And you went through a whole takeover there through the Unifar network very recently. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the Univore Group is actually, you know, it's a huge group. It has the Life, Allcare and Higgies Group encompassed it. So it was a really great opportunity for us to strengthen what we do well, both in retail and in pharmacy, and then probably being the best. So the brief we kind of came once we joined together was to take the best of everything that from the two groups and grow that. So that has been the way we're leading forward now. So taking what both groups do well and then each of those, exchanging with each of the groups and learning. Growing with each other. But also to have now, instead of having 35 pharmacists, you now have 200 pharmacists all wanting to contribute and give back to their community. And to see that as a force, that's huge. When you come to a meeting with all the pharmacists together and you hear how much they put their patients at the core of everything they do, it's a huge force, and it's great now that we have this force behind us. It will be the reason why we drive forward.
Oh, well done. It's great to hear that. And I know I can hear in your voice the commitment to it. In terms then of a side of the business of Macaulay's that I've always loved is they've been particularly proactive in championing beauty products, but particularly Irish beauty products. And you've been so good on that. And you've actually earned quite a reputation in that. Well done, you guys. And particularly you, Jackie, because you are the champion of Irish homegrown beauty products. Tell me a little bit about that. How did you get into it? How have you managed to carve out a niche there? And we want to hear all about the trends and the new products that you're supplying and distributing here in Ireland.
It's not quite hard. It's not very hard to do. There's such a wealth of people from Ireland coming to it with new ideas all the time. And again, like I said, I came to pharmacy new. So it was sitting down and literally taking a look at the landscape and seeing what was out there and see how we could differentiate ourselves and at the same time give back a little bit. So my background is buying. That's where I came from. So
Where were you before Macaulay's? Where were you a buyer?
I was in Heaton's for 16 years. I was in Penny's. I did all the usual routes to start. Coming up, my first visit to China, it was with Arthur Ryan on my own.
Oh, brilliant. What an experience.
It was an experience, yeah. So this has been my background for a long time. The beauty side of it was probably, the beauty and the pharmacy side was new to me, but the same rules apply. You're always looking for the best. That's literally, you're always looking for the best. And on the beauty side of Macaulay's, the first thing I think when I took the job first, I walked down, Wexford is the traditional home of Macaulay Pharmacy.
Right.
So at that time, the head office was down there. I walked down the street in Wexford Main Street and I noticed there were 7 pharmacies in the one street and every single one of them had the same poster in the window. And I was like, well, can you differentiate yourself if everybody is just going out with the same posters?
That's right.
So we therefore set up saying, okay, what we do different? And one of the, and it was an easy thing to do, was transition to support our own. There's just a wealth of it in every sector, from Vico deodorants to the Smooth Stick to Remy Hair to Gypsy Minerals to everything.
I'm delighted you're reeling off a load of Guaranteed Irish members there. It's great. But even in terms of the homegrown beauty products that have gone very big, a lot of them are exporting to overseas markets. You were the founding, the first person to give them a break, if you like, in lots of cases.
No, well, we were one of the few. We were one of the few, but we definitely would have championed them. There's some fantastic, like the likes of the Irish brands, Amy, So Sue, that are just international. And we'll go to the moon and back at this stage. Like there's no holding them back.
Great, yeah.
But I think the sense of when you come together and you meet somebody else who's enthusiastic about their product as you are about sharing their product, that's when it works really well.
And what does it take when you're, as a buyer, looking at a new product that's coming to the market? What makes them stand out? Because I think if you even give us the top 3 things that you really need, Jackie, as a buyer, it would be really useful for some people who are maybe at the stage of R&D or transitioning into their own business or expanding an existing business, to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, as always, what I call the basics, the boring bits.
Yeah.
Okay, the basics. Are they able to supply?
Yeah.
There's no point saying we'd love to supply you and then they turn around and say, well, I can only produce 100 a week or things like that. So are you able to supply? Are you set up to trade your barcodes? Have you got all the different paperwork, all the certs needed?
Right.
So they're all the basics things that you would need to come very much with. And then after that, it's really like looking at anything, it's the product. And knowing, at the moment, just take for instance hair at the moment. So hair is a new skin, for want of a better term. So all things hair are working really, really well in the market at the moment. There's some fantastic Irish companies coming up. the smooth stick. Right. Whoever thought such a simple little thing as holding back those irritable hairs in your face, that cut off your head, would be, go as well as it did.
Well done, Anya Kennedy. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
But she had such passion. But she also had... She also came with a background where she had been selling beauty products before.
That's right.
So she had a very good understanding of the market.
Good.
So having this understanding of the market plays into it too. Mm. And then again, like, you don't do anything without the passion.
Yeah.
Like all these people that you would
enthusiasm.
Meet,
yeah.
It's passion for the product. But they're also, they're willing to learn and saying, okay, that's great, but it might work for a mass market.
Right, okay.
So they're willing to learn and move and change with you. Okay. So if you can bring those two together, and look, everybody learns and grow.
Mm-hmm.
And you make your mistakes together and you work with each other. And that's the main thing. But once the passion is there, along with all the essentials, that's what really makes the magic
happen.
Okay,
good to know for anybody listening. I noticed you're carrying Ton Sticks as well, another Guaranteed Irish product, a real innovative product actually, isn't it?
Well, I suppose in a pharmacy, what we are is solution providers.
Yeah.
That's really, no matter what, and even in the health and the beauty side, it's solution providers is really at the heart of what we do. So when this product was presented, as a mother, you know the difficulties. So it was a solution provider. So it was very, very easy to champion this product and get behind it.
And Ton Sticks, for anybody who doesn't know, is for a small child, a little lozenge on a stick, really, effectively, to help them with coughs and even for travelling and things like that, and to settle them down. So it's a lovely new product on the market.
It's so handy. You don't have to have that messy bottle of medicine that always spills, no matter what you do, in your bag, that you actually have these, and you just, the child sees it and you just take it and you've no hassle and the job is done.
Okay, so Jackie, then, a huge organisation, you're driving it full steam ahead, you're doing really well, it's very successful, it's been bought over by Unifer. What are the big challenges you find now? Is it staff? Is it brands, finding new products? What are the big challenges out there at the moment in that space?
Recruitment is tough.
Yeah.
From every level, from shop floor level to pharmacy. It's a constant
battle, really, at the moment.
Yeah, it is. It's constant. So the recruitment is tough. So many people moving away. Like, I mean, you have to, like, 21,000 people moved to Australia between January and June this year.
Right.
It has to implode on every market.
Yeah.
You know, and then we have talent.
Yeah.
Talent leaving as well. So, obviously, it's really hard on the recruitment side.
Yeah. And all the costs on training then and starting again from scratch.
And
it's
this
really
is a
difficult
business where training is key.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And where you always are upskilling. Like, constantly you're looking for ways to upskill to deliver better service. So it's a huge part of what we do. So obviously that part, again, training, trying to get all the training needs in, especially in a healthy and beauty pharmacy.
Of course, yeah.
And then there's new areas. Then you learn about new areas coming in all the time that you really, really want to get behind. Like, obviously, like, anything got to do with cancer, any information. And I don't think people realise how much your pharmacy can help you when you have the problems like the itchy skin and all those problems that people don't probably associate with because they think of the, you're in and out of hospital, but there's so many irritations.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
That can actually really ruin a person's day and life.
Yeah.
That the simple things you know by learning to your pharmacist. So it's constantly trying to keep on top of all this innovation. Then there has been medicine supply shortages.
Yes, of course.
And the impact on that, I don't.
Has that settled down a bit since COVID, Jackie, or is that still a big issue?
It will always be an issue because any day you can't give a medicine to your patient standing in front of you there who's clearly in need, it will always be an issue. It goes, the supply goes in and out. It's in a better position than it was a few months ago, but it's something that changes daily.
Okay,
it changes daily.
And these are things, I suppose, as consumers, we don't always think about, but they are big issues, obviously, for the business to keep it going and to keep it servicing the clients.
Yes, and like we refer to our customers as patients because that's the way we see them. So the impact it can have when a pharmacist knows there's somebody in desperate need of something which they can't supply, that reverberates through the whole company.
Yeah, and of course they're carers at the end of the day. They're people who are empathetic in the first place.
And they see these people week after week, month after month, year after
year. They have relationships,
Yeah, and they've gone on this journey with people from when they start a sickness all the way to the end, or somebody that is trying for a baby and the journey they may take on that to having a baby to when they actually have the baby. So our pharmacists aren't, it's not just like you pop in and pop out. It is about
building invested. That relationship.
Yeah. And it's an investment from both sides.
Yeah.
I think the patient on the other side, I know from my mother, her pharmacist, if her pharmacist told her night was day,
she'd believe
that was it. Night was day.
So I do. And it's great to have that trust.
Yeah.
It really is important. Talk to me then about excitement and what's in the pipeline for the next maybe 2 years for the Macaulay Group.
So I was lucky enough now to be part of the Univar
of course
group. They're very progressed in customer service and how best to serve the patients. So there's some new, as everything in the world, technical ideas coming down to make sure that the patient can get their medicines quicker and easier, and everything we can do around that, so to make receiving your medicine or sending your script less stressful. Like, so there's a huge part of that, and we're lucky enough that we've been included in that now. And then,
so this is all this digital healthcare piece,
yes,
is it? Right,
yeah, the digital healthcare piece. But also, if you look at what did nearly everybody have, nearly everybody has a phone at their fingertips. So it's all the creativity and all the ideas around that, where how you can best be served by your pharmacy. So there's huge development in that area at the moment, and looking into those type of areas there. And then it's within the pharmacy itself, it's looking for the needs of the patients and how we can best serve them, and what would they look for, and how can you best deliver advice.
Okay.
And so that's the biggest, how can you best deliver the advice that's constantly being searched for. And I suppose people don't realise the wealth of advice, as you were saying, that's there from a pharmacist, all the way up from vaccinations, if you're worried about talking about vaccinations, all the way down to travel, your skin, sleep, which is a huge area for everybody, and sleep and all that type of thing there. And there's loads of advances coming down the line in how best to deliver that.
Okay.
Information and services out. So that's a huge part that we'll get to be part of. So we're lucky with being part of that.
That's great.
In another level, being part of this bigger group, we've bigger buying power.
Yes, of course.
So
better value.
Better value. We can go after much better value. We can go after exclusives.
Great.
Which is, we had a very good successful run at Christmas time this year, bringing exclusives to the marketplace.
Brilliant.
Which probably would have been the home ground of bigger groups before that, rather than an Irish homegrown group.
Yeah, nice, actually.
So we're now, as an Irish homegrown group, able to do this with bigger beauty brands, with these with fabulous beauty brands and health brands, to tailor some exclusives to the Irish market.
Okay, so you've joined Guaranteed Irish a couple of years now, Jackie. You're quite proactive. You're a great retailer, you're a great buyer, and you're a great advocate for Irish products. How has Guaranteed Irish, the association with it, helped the Macaulay Group?
I think that for me personally, I think the fact you're joined with other people who have the same beliefs.
Right.
And it's like being a piece of a jigsaw. It's all good being one piece of a jigsaw, but it doesn't work until the whole picture is put together. And that's what I feel like being in the Guaranteed Irish does for you. It makes you part of the bigger jigsaw. And it all makes sense when you see the bigger picture, when everybody is striving. Like you said, it's this circular economy, when everything we do is about putting back into the community, putting jobs back into the community, working with homegrown suppliers, constantly champion the belief of what is local, what is Irish, and what it means to represent that.
Brilliant.
And instead of doing it on your own, you're now part of
a network
which you can help make mistakes with and also grow from and then share experience with. So it's a big, big part of what we do and what we consider when we're doing things.
And we're delighted to have you. So thank you for that. In terms of the future then, in the next, what are the trends? What are the beauty trends coming at us, Jackie? Give us a little head start for the summer to get that summer body going. Well, dare I even mention it?
I said hair is a new skin.
Yeah, so I was interested in that.
Yeah, everybody wants to know about their scalp health at the moment. And if you've ever had an itchy scalp, you would realise how much of a thing. So hair, all things hair now, styling has always been huge, but now it's the health of the hair.
Right, okay.
And the health of your scalp.
Okay.
So that has come into huge focus and will be coming into huge focus
and
over the next couple
of months. What's the health
of
the scalp about? Just give us a little insight into that.
So in your health, there's loads of issues like hair loss, especially in men and women, but I know women probably take it a bit, how your hair being your crown and glory.
Of course, yeah.
So all the information about health loss, how to slow it down, how to stop it, how to build the strength of your hair. We, in the hairdressers every week.
But is it possible to stop it really in terms of that hair loss?
There is a possibility to definitely slow it down.
Okay.
And do things that counteract. You could be doing certain things, using harsh chemicals all the time to counteract
breaking
it. And like your skin, to give back.
Yeah.
So what you're looking at products that, instead of just stripping down, which is a lot of hair products strip away and take away, you're looking at products that can give back and nourish.
Yeah.
So there's that change. There's that change as well. So it's really hair now has been like an extension. Like, we all are so terrified about what we put in our face.
Yeah.
But we don't think about what we put
on
our scalp.
Makes
sense, it's making us look at it in that. So it's scalp health.
Yeah, really interesting. Okay, well, we'll definitely be checking out all those new trends and opportunities to, I suppose, make us look younger and better as we go along.
We're pro-aging. That's what we are. We're pro-aging.
Pro-aging.
Not
I'm impressed. Okay.
We're pro-aging.
So what's pro-aging? How can you help somebody who's pro... What does pro-aging mean in terms of beauty then for the rest of us? Like, mere mortals.
Mere mortals. What it means is we are going to age.
Mm.
So short of getting fillers or Botox from here, which people do look extremely well with. But if you want to age more naturally and things like that, you pro-age. We are going to age. But there's things that we can do to help us age
gracefully.
Yeah, help us age gracefully. To soften the lines. Like, yeah, everybody wants to tighten their face, soften their lines.
Okay.
And there's things that we can do to help that. But we're pro-aging. We age. That's what we do.
Oh my God, Jackie, I'm definitely having a free consultation with you, like, after this.
We
this
age what we do. But we what we need to do is, okay, so how can I do this? How can I eat better? Sleep better?
Yeah.
Sleep is a huge part of beauty.
Sleep is a huge issue at the moment, isn't it?
Of beauty.
Mm.
All things like that. And everyday life. Mm. You won't function.
Mm. And you carry products that assist people with sleeping, because sleeping is a massive difficulty for people at the moment, I notice.
Hugely. And like, this is personal experience for myself as well. Yeah. I had recently there, I just wasn't sleeping and I was looking for non-medical ways to help me sleep. And there's a huge amount there that you can actually do for yourself, from lavender infused baths to tea to rubbing creams on your on yourself, to spraying your pillow.
Yeah.
It's all about bringing yourself to a restful state.
A restful state. Okay, well, sleep consultations in Macaulay, so I can see them being very popular.
But like I said, it plays into everything you do, from your beauty function to your everyday function.
Well, thank you so much, Jackie Kelly, Trading and Marketing Director with the Macaulay Group, part of the Unifar Network, for joining us today. And very grateful as well for Emily Kelly, your colleague, who's going to join us on the upcoming Guaranteed Irish Pharma Forum on the 31st of January, and visit guaranteedirish.ie for that. Jackie, thank you so much and continued success. You're a beacon of hope in all that's out there, and continued particular success to all community pharmacies out there in Ireland who are playing a huge role in helping us all maintain and preserve our good health.
Thank you, Breach, and delighted to be here.
So please like and share and follow this programme if you found it interesting on the platform you're listening to right now, as this helps share and support the idea of supporting other businesses here in Ireland that actually support jobs, community and indeed our economy. Remember, if you feel your business can benefit from networking with like-minded businesses here in Ireland, contact guaranteedirish.ie for more information. In the meantime, take care and enjoy the rest of your week.
The Guaranteed Irish Business Podcast, sponsored by FBD Insurance, Ireland's largest homegrown insurer. Support. It's what we do.